This is Coach Fran for the Texas State Bobcats, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on KTSW.
Hey, all right. Welcome back. We are coming in hot here on Bobcat Radio. We normally take a little bit longer of a break, but I said no way. We had a jam-packed sports weekend. There is no way we are going to take a minute break. I'm your host, Evan. I'm up here in the studio with my man, Kirk Jones, and, of course, Ryan Marcus doing it big for us. We are going to normally talk about NCAA football, but I forgot that there is postseason play, and teams are going home left and right. That's what we're going to talk about as the NLDS is lined up, ready to go, as it looks like it's going to be, who is it, why do I not know this?
ALCS is ready to go, but the NLDS is still going on.
Oh, it's still going on? Okay, right, CS, it's the Orioles.
The Royals. Right.
Unbelievable.
And when we were up here last week, you had a lot of faith in those Orioles, Evan.
I had a lot of faith in those Orioles. Whose picks are still alive? Who did I have going? I had Orioles and who did I have from the NL? The Giants?
Did you have the Giants? I had the Dodgers and Tigers.
That was my picks when we did it last week as well.
Let's talk about the game last night. We were talking about it a little bit during the preseason. You pulled C.J. Wilson after two-thirds of an inning. First of all, let's talk about, is that the right move? And then second of all, would you pull him if it was not a postseason game?
I think I would have. I mean, it's a postseason. They're down, what are they down, five to...
It was like three to nothing. So not that big of a deal, in my opinion. It wasn't like a ground slam or anything.
Yeah, but they were down 2-0 in the series. Coming down to your last win, you had to make a change because, I mean, potentially you could have lost. They end up losing it. You got to keep your team together. And I like the move just because you got to – when you first sign up problems in an elimination game, you got to make the change, and I think they did the right thing.
No way, dude. If I'm sitting there and I'm KC and I'm going, we just got their starting pitcher out in two-thirds inning, this team is dust. This team is overrated. They're a bunch of high-paid little prissy girls playing in Los Angeles. Welcome to Kansas City. They're not even in Kansas. They're in Missouri. So right there, that was a red flag to me when they just decided to get rid of C.J. Wilson. He does get credit for the loss, however, as the Royals win 8-3. Are they legit?
I think they are legit. I mean, you look at the way they came back in those extra inning games, and they really have shown their stuff. And like Kirk said a couple weeks ago, it's not like they have a bunch of household names, and it's like you're saying there's the prissy boys out in L.A., but it's kind of better sometimes. They just can focus and get the job done.
Let's go to another game that I feel like has not gotten that much of attention, as Miguel Cabrera Tyler, Tigers and Jim Verlander, Justin Verlander are now heading home for the winter a little earlier than normal, or I should say a little earlier than Miguel Cabrera has been used to in these past several seasons, as Adam Jones and Crush Jones came into Detroit on a mission. Buck Showalter's Orioles are legit. Ever since he took over, he's had a plan from day one, and it's worked with Machado, without Machado, people in the lineup, not in the lineup. They swept the Detroit Tigers. In my opinion, the real powerhouse of the AL the last several years. What are your thoughts on the Orioles? And I guess, were the Detroit Tigers not ready?
Well, I think
Justin Verlander done?
I think the Tigers' biggest problem is their bullpen. You know, Nathan came over from the Rangers, did not play very well, even the setup men and Soria came over too. They did not play to what their expectations were. They were, I think, last in the AL in bullpen ERA, 13th in bullpen save. I mean, they just were not a good bullpen. And the Baltimore Orioles, they kind of remind me of the Royals a little bit. You know, they have more offense, but they win it on pitching and defense. They still don't have Machado, which I don't know how they're still winning without Machado. He's a great player, and they're just riding the back of Nelson Cruz, who just got his second home run of this of the NLDS or ALDS, excuse me, and he's ninth all time with postseason home runs. I mean, the guy is just pretty much carrying the team for him, and a potential free agent. Look for him to get a huge payday after this.
I really think that the Tigers came in a little cocky. I mean, we remember Miguel Cabrera talking about, oh, I'm not going to take the money. I'm going to take I just want to win the ring, and I think they just...
Well, they also gave him some money on top of that. He's got a big contract.
Well, yeah, of course, but I think that just speaks to their cockiness that, oh, we can handle this Dust Bunny Baltimore Orioles team, to take the words of you, Evan, because, you know, they haven't had the postseason success in the past history that we have, and I think they overlooked him, and that ended up biting him in the behind.
Let's talk about the games tonight as two pivotal games for both teams in, I want to say, the area of the Nationals, and this could be for the Dodgers or St. Louis, as the Nationals are fighting for their playoff lives, as it'll be Pfister and Bumgarner on the mound today for the Nationals and Giants. That game, first pitch, 5 p.m. 9 p.m. tonight, St. Louis Cardinals and the Los Angeles Dodgers. So we'll start with the Nationals and the Giants. Who you got, boys? Your reputation's on the line now.
I gotta say, I hate to say this, but I just think that I like the move of Bochy putting Bumgarner out there again. He pitched game one, took game one, I'm pretty sure he did.
Now, they're in San Fran. Remember right. that.
Yeah, and they're in San Fran. Bumgarner's been outstanding this past couple starts. He's their best pitcher. I just think that San Francisco's going to take it. They're going to sweep the Nationals. I hate to say it because I really don't want to. I can't ever cheer for the Giants to win it, but I think the Giants will sweep the Nationals and head to the NLCS.
I really think the Nationals, I think they will take it. I really think that they've been playing well recently. I don't know. I really think they need to lean on Bryce Harper. And then I guess in the other game, I picked the Dodgers to win it all, and I have to stay strong with my picks.
Yeah, same thing. I think I'm going to take the Dodgers as well. They play in St. Louis. St. Louis, it's hard to go against them because they're such a great franchise, and they always seem to find a way to win, but I just think that the Dodgers will pull this one out, head back to L.A. and take it.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Ryan, your Nationals are getting swept, so get the brooms out. Bryce Harper's going home. Strasburg's going home. You're going to have all those big-name guys going home. Zimmerman's going home. Who else? They don't have a – oh, man, I am blanking out.
Jordan Zimmerman.
And the pitcher. I'm blanking out on my names today. They've got the guy from the Phillies, right? Justin Worth still?
Jason Worth.
I mean, the Nationals are stacked, but the Giants and Buster Posey and Panda and everyone else along with that roster is on a mission in San Francisco to repeat and get a third ring in the Buster Posey and, Tim Lincecum era, who made an appearance in that 18-inning game. Are they still going to be thinking about that come 5 o'clock tonight? Or is that game out? Because you lose an 18-inning game, you're spent, you're emotionally invested. That's a six-hour game.
Yep. That's two games in one. Yeah. But, I mean, Lincecum, I think he's still got it. They use him a little differently now, but, I mean, he's going to be there for him. He always has been. If you look at both their World Series wins, he's been a big part of that, so I think Lincecum will come through, but I don't think they can handle him. It'll be the Dodgers and the Giants, and I think the Dodgers will take it and go to the World Series.
We have Dodgers going to the World Series, and we have the – are you saying Nationals are going to come back from a 2-0 series down?
I just think they're going to win tonight. I don't think they're pulling out the brooms just yet, but – the Giants have looked talented, and they have some great pitching.
You heard it here first on KTSW. It's going to be the Giants and the Dodgers in the NLCS fighting for it. We are now going to switch to a college football landscape that was unlike any other I've seen in previous weeks, as teams from the top five were dropping like flies this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think four of the top six teams lost that were in the top five.
Bama lost, A&M lost.
Oregon lost. Oklahoma lost.
No way, I didn't see that game.
Oklahoma lost to TCU.
TCU is now ranked number 9.
So which game are we going to talk about, ladies and gentlemen? We'll forget the Oregon game because that happened on a Thursday night, and Friday Radio talked a lot about that. Let's talk about some games that shocked some people.
Mississippi State.
Start them off, boys.
That game was incredible. I had Texas A&M go into the playoffs at the beginning of the season.
No way, dude.
Their lack of defense was evident in this game. And Mississippi State, I think they're for real. Shepard, their quarterback, does it all. He runs, he throws, and he used to be more of a running quarterback, but he sits there and throws until you bait him out of the pocket and he has that open lane. But their defense is really what I'd like to speak about. They shut A&M down. Kenny Hill was an early Heisman contender, quote-unquote, but he did not look like it in the game against Mississippi State. He threw two picks on back-to-back possessions.
Yeah, I kind of expect that. Both my parents went to Mississippi State, so I know what they always talk about it. So I expect Mississippi State to be a good team, and they beat an overrated A&M team, in my opinion. I thought that they were just a little. They came in. They came in against and beat South Carolina. Everyone thought that Kenny Hill was the next Johnny Manziel, but I thought they were a little overrated. The game that shocked me the most was Ole Miss and Alabama.
Let's talk about it.
Alabama, they're still Alabama regardless.
Nick Saban's freaking out this morning, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I did not expect. I know Ole Miss is a good team, but I didn't expect
to beat
Alabama.
Nick Saban?
Even the TCU-Oklahoma game, that was a good one, and I didn't expect that at all. I thought Oklahoma was also a little overrated. I thought that they took a hit on the defense after, I forgot his name, got hurt. But
Knight also had a terrible game.
Yeah, Trevor Knight, you know, he's a sophomore. I don't know. He's kind of regressed a little bit, in my opinion.
But Alabama, I said my buddy goes to the University of Alabama. He loves, you know, talking junk about how they're the greatest team in the history of history. I said it early. Alabama is having three losses this year.
Okay, we have one of them.
We have one.
Who's the next two losses going to be? They're going to drop a game to Auburn?
Auburn, Mississippi State.
Look, yeah, that means Mississippi State's for real here, folks.
For real, not for play.
Yeah, I think they're for real too. I think they could lose one more. I think they'll beat. I think Auburn is. I don't know. I'm hating a big time right now on some SC teams, but I think Auburn's a little overrated as well.
Auburn wiped down the floor with LSU. They played running backwards, and they still could have won.
LSU is not as good as they.
Poor Les Miles.
Questionable at quarterback. Les Miles could be head of Michigan next year.
No way. Les Miles is a king. I will, however, have to give you some props for hating on the SEC as not enough people do it. Let's talk about the Stanford-Notre Dame game. This was another big-time matchup.
Everett Golson. He's playing unbelievable this year.
I'll tell you what, Chip Kelly is so glad to have Everett Golson back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He's thinking national championship implications again.
I'm going to say underrated on this one because I think Everett Golson is underrated. I think Notre Dame, I was a little down on Notre Dame coming in here, but I think they're for real. I mean, they beat Stanford, who is always a good defensive team. They're always really well. They play in a good conference with the Pac-12. I'm up on Notre Dame right now. They're playing well. Golson impressed me last
That long pass at the end of the game to win the game.
That
was
the best throw I've seen in college football, I have to say. Yeah, that was a great throw, man. And I'm up on Notre Dame right now.
I'm looking for them because Notre Dame plays Florida State this year. I think that's the game, the tell-all for both of those teams, probably.
And they play USC, even though USC is down two, they lost to, I think, Arizona State. I think that they have a tough schedule on that. I think they play Stanford, USC, Florida State. I mean, those are tough teams. Those are all top 25 teams. So Notre Dame, they're on the cusp of playoff, in my opinion. If they
run the table.
If they can win these next games, I think Florida State will beat them, but I think they're close right now.
If you have Florida, okay, these are all unbeaten teams here. You have Florida State, you have Mississippi State, Auburn, and Notre Dame, all undefeated, and then you have a one-loss Alabama. What do you do there?
But that would have mean Auburn and Mississippi State all beaten Alabama.
That's right. Okay.
And I can't.
And
put
Mississippi
them in
State
there.
And Auburn play each other too, so I don't think that's going to be a possibility there.
Auburn's out. I think they'll be out of the top 10 at season's end. Alabama and Mississippi State and Alabama will both beat Auburn.
Kirk coming in here with some bold statements on this Monday. I like it. How about Stanford dropping two games in a row? First time they've done that since back before Jim Harbaugh.
And I like Stanford, too. I think they, you know.
I think they've fallen on the tough schedule side because they played a ranked opponent last week too, didn't they?
They played Oregon and they played Notre Dame, both top 10 teams, both top almost top 5 teams. So Stanford,
you drop them out of the top 25?
No, they don't drop much. I mean, Notre Dame was 9, they were 14. I think you drop them to 20 at the lowest.
Stanford is 25.
25, okay. I mean, they're top 25. I think they deserve to be in the top 25. They're a good program and they have been, you know, just think about if they would have beat those teams. They would probably have been in the top 5 right now. So
what about this TCU-Oklahoma game? This is a very big DFW kind of area because Norman's not that far from DFW now.
2 or 3 hours, I think. He's not far.
So what do you think about the Horny Toads taking on the Oklahoma Sooners?
I think they had a good game.
Giving them a little slappity slap.
Sorry, I think they had a good game. I think TCU's defense is good, but Trevor Knight had a terrible game. I think TCU, they're ranked number 9 this week. I think that is just for this week. I don't think they're for real this year. They just had it. They've been having a strong start, but they're nothing more than an average Big 12 team.
TCU was ranked number 25, yeah. And now they're 9.
That's a little too high of a jump. I know a lot of people went down, especially in the top 10, but that's too much, man. You can't go from 25 to 9. You did beat the number 4 team, but
you're TCU. You're in the Big 12. You're not a little pancake school anymore.
You're not, but I think what was it? A&M was 20 and South Carolina was what, like
3,
4, 5? Yeah. And they were only jumped to like 17. I mean, it's not like I know a lot of teams went down, but I don't think that they're a 9 team.
So what do you think they're going to do then since you're so high and mighty on this TCU team, Evan?
TCU is a bunch of clowns. They are in the Big 12 this year because the Big 12 only has 10 teams, and they couldn't go through a season with 9 teams. They were looking for a filler team. Before you know it, they're going to be asking the Bobcats to join the Big 12. And with that, we are going to make the sliding transition to the NFL. As the NFL had upsets left and right, we're going to talk about them before we have to head to break here, and we're going to talk with our head sports directors, Browns. 2 wins in a row, boys.
And 21 straight points, I think, and they won 29-28.
They shut out the Titans in the second half.
Yeah, that's a good win. I like their defense. That's one thing that the Browns I really did like in the preseason is their defense is good, and their run defense isn't that great, but I like their pass season. They had Hayden and some good secondary guys. But I'm still not sold on them yet.
They've got a long shot. They played the Titans. You can't take that.
The Titans are
seriously.
Not a good team either.
I thought the Titans were going to win. They were up huge at the beginning of the game. I'm in a pick'em league, so I pick them all every week. And I was like, okay, this game's done. I have this one in the bag, a point for me. But Brian Hoyer had a pretty outstanding game. I think they're kind of fixing the problems as the season goes along, and I think the AFC North is pretty weak, and they might be able, other than the Ravens, who've been playing pretty outstanding, but I think they have the ability to possibly be a wild card AFC in a down AFC year.
And that's it. And that's all we're going to talk about Johnny Manziel, because that's all we can do for Manziel Mania. We are going to take a quick 30-second break, but before we do, my man Ryan has some words for you.
I have some words for you indeed. I'm going to talk about another syndicated show, 51%. Another early morning show on Tuesdays at 6:30 a.m. Catch it before you head to class. Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Same thing there. This show is dedicated to the women's perspective. It discusses topics that cover the environment, health, children, politics, and the arts. And it's hosted by none other than Susan Barnett. You're looking for info on it, go to ktsw.net. It's under the programming tab. And over there on that programming tab, it has a list of all of our syndicated shows. We got some great shows over there, and that's it, about 51%.